Hi, this is Funny Lady Life. I'm Dottie St. James, and I'm with my husband, Larry St. James.
Hello.
Well, we want to share something with you that, again, words could be misinterpreted or words could be said wrong.
Yeah.
It happens.
Yeah.
I got a phone call from a friend of ours asking if Larry was okay. And I was like, yeah, he's fine. I just saw him. Why? And they said, oh, we're just wondering because you were over the neighbor's yard yesterday.
Yeah, I was telling him, you know, yeah, I got to, you know, get some stuff done. And I got to go to the lobotomist, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So I didn't really know what was going on. Okay. So I go with Larry to get blood work done at the lab.
Mm-hmm.
And so why don't you just share what you were saying in the waiting room and entertaining all the people there?
Well, I don't know. I guess I had the word. That's probably why, why the neighbors that and friends and family that know me or stuff were calling and checking on me because I didn't realize, I guess, the difference in the word. So, you know, I've been using lobotomist, I guess, you know.
Instead of phlebotomist.
Yeah, right. Instead of phlebotomist, I've been saying lobotomist, like, I didn't realize
right. What
I was saying. I guess they did, you know?
So we're in the waiting room, and Larry is telling another patient how great this lab is, that the lobotomists are so quick, and it's you come in, you come out, you're done.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there going, fla, 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 fla.
Yeah, but you were doing like the air quotes, I guess, to get me to say phlebotomist, but I guess all I could come up with is, why do you look like a bunny? You know? Why are you imitating a bunny? Because I guess I just didn't get it.
I didn't want to embarrass you.
Okay, so I told a bunch of people that I had to go to a lobotomist. It's not the end of the world.
So they're wondering, why are you sitting in the lab area to whatever?
Nah, we straighten that out now. Don't they all know I meant phlebotomist now?
Well, probably with me sitting there going, fla, fla,
fla. Oh, yeah. But you look so funny, even now when you're doing it, you know? You kind of do look like a rabbit, you know? So I guess I was just amused by it and thought you were just trying to be funny. I don't know.
I was trying to help you, Larry. You know, I didn't want to embarrass you and say, you know how there's some uppity people like the other neighbor. I know we talk about the neighbors a lot, but, you know, we have a close-knit neighborhood here. We're cul-de-sac. You know, it's a nice area. So, yes, we see them walking, except, you know, whatever. But the one we had a share with the bit of a snow wrestling issue with me and the uppity one. And so, you know, if I were somebody like her, I would be like, then you know, Larry, that's not how you say the word. But I didn't.
Yeah.
I was just trying to go,
yeah,
so that you would know it's pronounced phlebotomist.
Yeah, so in a way, it looked like you needed a lobotomist. Right?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Yes, that is true.
Yeah.
Maybe I would have been better off telling you the correct pronunciation. But anyway, this happens. So we just want to say, you got to laugh at yourself, right? You can't take yourself too seriously.
And simply correct a person's vocabulary instead of making yourself out to look like a bunny rabbit for no reason.
That is true. Yeah, don't be afraid. But be nice about it. Be kind about it. Somebody's saying the wrong word.
Yeah.
That's all we're saying. So we just wanted to share this with you. Thank you so much for listening to Funny Lady Live. Bye.
Bye-bye.